you know, at this point, I mean, I've lost everything, my career, my reputation, my family, my wife, every dime I've ever saved in my life, and I'm looking at possibly a year to 2 years in jail or even prison.
That hard look at his situation comes after Representative Wood's third arrest on suspicion of driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs in the last 10 months. This week, he signs into what he calls a strict treatment center at a Veterans Administration site in Minnesota, one he says that won't allow him to leave and drive or even use a cell phone. Wood admits avoiding alcohol and misuse of anxiety medicine is a struggle that got worse in the last 2 years.
Well, I can go a long period of time on my own, you know, without using anything, but when I do slip up, it's extreme, and I always seem to slip up.
Wood won't resign, but faces an expulsion vote in the Assembly.
I do deserve to go to jail and serve time for the crimes that I committed. I have no problem with that. I would like to try and see treatment and get help first.
And serve his constituents.
Hopefully in 30 to 45 days, I would be out and be able to continue the rest of the session, which ends at the end of April.
Then Wood faces the jail term, bringing other lawmakers a close-up look at some of the human and financial costs of alcohol abuse and treatment. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.